Okay, so on to Buffalo here, big week for us. I don't think that the Bills are really, playing well here. Played very well against Miami. Ran the ball for, 220 some yards, whatever it was. Big win against the Jets. Got a lot of contributions from all three phases. Big play on the kickoff and defensively, played well. Offensively, another 150 yards rushing against the Jets, which isn't easy to do. So got a lot of good skill players, very good on defense, good core special teams players. So good football team that's playing well. Need to have a good week here and be ready to go. Always tough against them.
Bill, do you see a different LeSean McCoy in these last couple of weeks because he seems a little bit more...
I mean, they all look pretty good. Yeah, he always looks good. He's fast, he's quick, he's got good vision. Yeah, he's a good runner. The more space you give him, the worse it is. So, got to do a good job of tackling this week. All of them, all the skill players, backs, quarterback, tight ends, receivers. They got a lot of good talent of players in their skill spots.
What's the timetable right now on Chris Jones and Dan Fletcher?
I think the final day for them is after the Buffalo game, Tuesday or Wednesday after the Buffalo game, whatever it is.
How have they looked to this point?
I mean, they're working hard. Yeah, they're working hard. There's a lot of ground to make up, but I mean, nobody works harder than those two guys.
So how do you assess the Bills' pass rush so far this year? 14 sacks.
Good. Good. We got a lot of good players. And they pressure, so you've got to, it's not just the defensive linemen, you got to block the linebackers. They're secondary blitzers, so it's challenging.
Are you surprised that they've only been able to generate 14 sacks so far this year?
They do a good job defensively. I think that's a great stat for the media and the fans. I think that's really what it's all about.
You guys have used more of a balanced rotation on the interior defensive line. What's the advantage of taking that approach this year?
All those guys have done a good job for us, and we've kind of, I think we've settled into a little bit of a certain roles or rotations, depending on the particular game, but, it's given everybody a chance to maybe focus a little more specifically on one area as opposed to, all of them. Maybe not one area, but, a little bit more of a definition to what they need to do rather than, just doing everything. So they've all embraced that. They've worked hard. Our playing time's been pretty balanced in there. We've gotten good production really from all those guys, really all five of them, including Easley, because that's primarily where he plays. So it's been, they've done a good job for us.
What have you seen from Silver this season?
I think Silver's, improved throughout the course of the year. A strong run player. He's got, great strength, playing strength, places with his hands well. He's a hard guy to block. And, he's, again, they've all done different things and they've all played, in the, 20, 25 plays a game type range somewhere in there over the last few weeks. He's a strong guy. He's made a bunch of plays for us in the running game. Our run defense has been improved, and he's been a big part of that.
Bill, Jerron Nail is obviously coming off a pretty significant injury from last year. Have you seen him grow physically, get more back as this year has worn on?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, nobody works harder than Jerron, and he does everything he can. And I think he's made improvements from, back in August when he first he practiced, but then, he had contact in the Saints practices and then following week playing against Carolina. So, going all the way back there, it's been steady work and improvement.
Bill, when the offense has to reinvent itself, one of a couple of key players who've gotten a lot of touches has subtracted from the offense. It would seem there's probably a transition period that no one can expect going forward before everything is figured out as to how things will move going forward and there's trial and error involved. Is that fair to expect?
I don't, I don't know. I mean, you know, we have players that have been here all year, so whoever plays, we expect them to play well, and that's what they're here for.
I guess just what plays work and which guys fit well and everything else.
That changes every week a little bit. You know, depending on what kind of coverages we're getting or what type of situations and so forth. I mean, it's not like we go out there and run the same play, you know, 20 times in a row. So there's a variety of that. That's the execution and timing and, awareness of what the defense is doing and how a certain play unfolds. I mean, it changes. You know, it's always in flux.
Well, how much has Rex used McKelvin at safety in the two games he's been back?
I think he's played over 70 plays in these last two games. So some at safety, it looks like some is kind of the dime back, depending on what the matchup is, what they want. They have several different substituted packages with multiple defensive backs, so it's not always the same guys. So they move them around from game to game, and sometimes even within a game they'll have two or three different ones, depending on how they want to match it up. But he's played primarily inside. He's played a little bit outside, but most of his playing time has been, not as a perimeter corner.
Has Taylor grown over the course of the season?
He's playing well. I mean, he played well against us. He's a hard guy to tackle. He's elusive. He runs. He's fast. He's got good vision. He's a hard guy to tackle. He's completing 70% of his passes. And they're not all like screens and checkdowns either. He's throwing the ball down the field to Watkins, Clay, Woods. I mean, all those guys. So, they're playing well offensively. 25 points a game, whatever it is. So they're moving the ball, they're scoring points. I mean, they're running the ball well. You know, one of the highest rushing teams in the league. So there's a lot to stop. But yeah, he's done a good job. I mean, it all runs through him, and he's been very productive for him.
But we saw a lot of Chris Harper in the preseason and he's a little bit week one, but how have you seen him develop?
Chris has worked hard. Yeah, he's worked hard. He's, a lot of times he's like last week, playing Beckham in practice. I mean, so, we've had a hard time with him in practice. I think he's, taken the preseason and build on that and build on his opportunities in the regular season, particularly in practice. Whether it's running the other team's routes or, at times where we just compete against each other and go offense, defense. But a lot of those plays that he was running in the early part of the year where it was only a few times that he'd done them, now it's, those numbers are a lot higher. So he's worked hard. He's improved a lot.
Done a nice job of Dobson done a nice job of taking advantage of the opportunities when given them on the field.
Yeah, I mean, a big thing for Aaron, really since the start of the year, is he's been healthy. He's been out there every day, working hard. There's another guy that shows up in practice a lot. Similar to Harper, makes a lot of catches in practice against the defense, gets open. Again, a lot of times he's playing the other team's best receiver. Or Chris is, depending on, who the guy is or, where the guy is, what the position is. But, he's been out there, but he's, his timing, his overall technique and consistency has improved. And he's had a good, I know it doesn't always show up on Sundays, but I'd say he's had a good year.
Danny Amendola's third year in the program. I'm curious what you've learned about him, maybe that you didn't know coming in, if anything that stands out to you, now that you've had a chance to work with him, on a day-to-day basis, consistent.
Yeah, well, I mean, Danny's a really consistent guy. I think, anybody in the program would speak to that. His work ethic, his toughness, his intelligence. I mean, he's ready to go every day, and there's no days off for him. Every play, for that matter. I mean, he works hard on every play. But I'd say it's pretty much as advertised. It's no different than what Josh said from what it was in St. Louis, and I would say the first spring that he was here, you know, he stood out daily, you know, in the OTA work, whatever it was, whether it was, you know, short routes, deep routes, catching the ball, quickness, returns, you know, he's really looked good since the day he got here. Now, you know, they're missing time, but other than that, you know, I'd say his overall play and performance, I mean, he's made, you know, a lot of big plays for us in critical situations. Very dependable guy, great hands. You know, Buffalo 2 years ago, I mean, catches he made in that game were, you know, remarkable.
Do you see his role changing at all now with Julian Eleanor?
I mean, going to basically play the same position, that do the same things that he's done. So, I mean, we're not moving him to tackle or anything. No, I mean, you know, he's going to do what he does, you know.
It sounds funny, but punt returns, I mean, is that something going to be stable?
Well, I mean, we've been fortunate. We've had, you know, good punt returners here. I mean, Troy Brown was, you know, a great returner for us. We had Kevin Falk. Edelman, you know, Danny. I mean, they've all done it. Julian and Danny have kind of, you know, sometimes it's been one, sometimes it's been the other. Sometimes they've been both back there, you know, in some nine-man looks. So, you know, we've been fortunate. We've had really good production and depth at those positions, you know, since I've been here, really. I mean, all the way through. And that's – so it's not just one guy. You know, you've had, you know, other players that can handle the ball. So that's, you know, but Danny's done a good job for us there. You know, he takes a lot of pride in that. I mean, the play he made last week was, you know, it was a great play. I mean, great awareness as well as, you know, his running explosiveness to, you know, to turn really nothing into a 80-some yard return. So, yeah, we've been really, he's done a great job for us there. You know, we're really fortunate we have depth in that position.
How valuable, Bill, was it to see Chris Harper in the preseason kind of in that role as well?
Chris gave us some plays in preseason too. You know, again, that's not the easiest position to play at that time of year. You know, a lot of the players that you have on your return team, some are inexperienced. A lot of them haven't even played there because they played, you know, defense in college, or, you know, they were the big stars in college or whatever. So a lot of times the blocking and, you know, the timing was pretty not perfect, let's put it that way. But, you know, I thought Chris handled the ball well in those situations. And, you know, he was productive at Cal with the ball in his hands. So, and he showed that in preseason.
When you bring in a player like Joe Fourier just to work him out yesterday, I mean, is there any part of it that's fun to connect that to, like, his uncle, you know, who played for you back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a sign of my age, you know. Austin Hill, you know, Coach David Hill at Detroit for so, yeah, it's good and, you know, kind of bad in a way.
Now, in Joseph's case, do you hold it against him, the bloodlines, or is it?
he'll have a lot to overcome there. I'm sure it'll be the big. I'm sure Christian will have plenty to say on this one.
Coach, how beneficial is it, if at all, having the game on Monday night, maybe giving you guys a little bit more time, maybe a little more rest for the guys?
We play them when they schedule them. With every long week is a short week. With every short week comes a long week. So it is what it is. Okay, great. Thank you.